Today we learn at Daf Yud Daled, and we continue for left off. So the other case was, if you remember, these are all the sort of hazards that were created, like he poured his wastewater and things like that. The last one we saw was v'gedah shenafal rishus rabim, a wall that fell down. So Rabbi Aval says b'shem Rish Lakish, he says Amar that de Rabbi Meir here. This is just Rabbi Meir. Why Rabbi Meir Amar kol hamazik shelo elide maisechayev? Meaning, even if it fell on its own, you didn't knock the wall over, you can still be responsible for the damage it causes. Well, you know, it's the Heda as opposed to Hada, the Heda Amada. Where do we see that Rabbi Meir holds that position? Because it says, Natlulos. So let's say someone's wall seems to be in a precarious situation, or there's a branch. And it's not super urgent, but they decided, like, we're going to give you time to cut it down. And therefore, if it falls, so it says, not nuzman la kotzit la misorat hakotel, but naflu la toch hazman, patur. Falls within that period and causes damage, you're patur. However, la charazman, if it's after that time, then it's considered, if you like, you're negligent, and you can be chayiv, even though you didn't knock the wall over. It just fell on its own. So that's, if you like, that's where we see this position. But kam uzman, what's the type of time we're talking about? We're saying generally the warning that give Tana Rebbe Shai generally shloshim yom, 30 days. That's the time that they would give in that situation. Okay, yafe. Meaning Beit Din would give. Let's learn. Sorry, now let's learn the next Mishnah. This is a halacha daled. So someone takes their straw or their gefer. This is like the waste of stuff from producing pitch, solid of zaytin, when you sort of press out oil. And you're doing that because you want to put in the Rosh Hashanah, because you want people to tread on it, you want people to walk on it, and you want to help make it a zevalim for manuring purposes. So but you're using the public domain for that. Well, that's a hazard. V'huzak ben, if someone gets damaged, it's chayev. Chayev ben isko. V'kol kodem bahem zachar. Not only that, it seems to be that there's a fine applied to it that anyone can take it. Meaning you've created this hazard. Chachamim basically mafkir it and says anyone can take it. So how, again, what can they take? What does that mean? Well, the way I explain is already committing to one side of the debate, but we'll see. Let's say someone turns over this manure that's been placed there, the Barusha Sarabim, Vuzak Behem Acher, and somebody else then gets damaged, Chayv Ben Izko. Then he's Chayv in the damage it caused, because once again, by being Hofech, what have you done? You've now been, it says, in that situation, you're, if you like, responsible for the hazard that's there. God to show the Pnei Moshe, he says, "Chay ben Isko, aval lo kanatzu baruch chachamim lomar kol lekem zacha." In that situation, we don't say anyone can just take it. Mishum demand a mafik le'rishus ram, lav la'shpuchi mafik. He didn't take it for it to improve. Tamu shubach, it's really good to go. Ve'omed hu l'milte. However, ulin kot chatzera hu da'avid v'lo ati la'shuyei hatam. But all he's done is he just wants to clean out his space. He's temporarily placed it in the public domain. So therefore, chachamim aren't going to make a knas because you're not trying to benefit from the public domain. You just need the space. Okay, there's no kenas, but you're responsible for any damage it causes. There's no question there. It's only when someone's trying to, if you like, for a long period of time, to make use of the public domain for, like, lashbuche, if we said to improve for this production of this, so to convert this pitch, it's a pitch, or the gefet, yeah, I think it's called pitch in English. That's when we say that the kenas is applied. So let's try and understand what this kenas is. So first is point is. What did he zoche? What did he, in other words, if someone can come and take, what can they take? So debate Rabbi Yana says, not the entire product. The knas was only applied to the shevach. So he's zoche in the shevach, the improvement. That's the first opinion. However, Shmuel says, no, it's absolutely a full-on knas here. We have mafkir it completely. Anyone can come and take it. Zachamim said, in other words, Omer, Reb Shmuel Omer, begufan. Okay. Now, Chizki Amar v'hu shahafcha al paneha lezakot ba. In other words, when we said anyone can come and take it, now hofech bagala, sorry, which, and then he can take it. That's if you simply hofech, you turn it over al paneha. That's lezakot ba to require it, and that's when it's yours. So we understand here, multi Chizki Amar metaltan niknim paficha. That simply, even though normally you'd have to do hagbah, lift something off the ground three tefachim to say it's mine, here haficha, this turning it over, is enough to require it. That's what it's saying here, it's chiddush, right? However, Ella, the question is, what about metaltalin? Maushikne begreira? Can I acquire something simply by dragging it along? Is that enough? Because I've already seen some chiddush by haficha works. So can I dragging along? Is that enough to do a kinyan? And we've seen something like this back in Kiddushin and all the way back in Shabbos as well. So there'll be some familiar sugyas here. So Amar Rabban Bar Chiya says nirin dvarim ba'amudim uba'orot kashin, meaning those things that are not normally lifted up, like pillars. It sounds like amud is like a pillar, and orot kashim, a very hard leather that is not the way to pick it up. You're meant to drag these things. Then okay, that's the derech to handle these things. So that's the derech to be konet. Aval orot rachim, if dealing with like soft leather, where people would lift it up, which importantly means that when it comes to certain metaltlin, if it's a derech to hagba'a, to lift it up, then you cannot acquire it with greira. That's opinion of Rebbe Bun, or of Rav Avun. We'll see in a moment. So Amrav Acha leida pashta al shita den rabbanan. So here, just to explain, leida is a shem chacham. That's what he says. Pashta meaning is b'shita den rabbanan. In other words, she'ena pshitut techezki az el al shita den rabbanan. So he seems to be, he's going according to Shita Rabbanan. What's that mean? Actually, this is all in the Mrafulda. Delekaman beperek chamishi, pligi Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva Babor. There's a machloket by Rabbi Aran and Chachamim Babor. The Rabbanan chiyuvod avro b'mafkir boro. That the chiyuv, if you like, of a bor is when you're mafkir your bor. Okay? However, Rabbi Akiva says, Babor dit le balim, according to Rabbi Akiva, you only chayav bor if it has owners. How do you have an owner in Rosh Hashanah? We'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. I think it's when it happens if you dig in your own field in the mafkir that are at the Rosh Hashanah. The hachi moki la b'mitkaven lezakotba, meaning in order to, if you mitkaven lezakotba when you turn it over, that's when we say, oh, that's when the obstacle is yours, meaning that's kirebi akiva azla, v'lok rabbanan, right? Okay, veleda pashtera kerabana, meaning kemetro fech bochayav afabol shalodi kevelezakotba. So, in other words, what we're saying, hofech burushat rabim, and he's saying, if you nitkaven ezakotbo, that must be only shed Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva says it has to be yours in order to be chayav or burushat rabim. Hamechacham, it doesn't have to be yours, it can even be hefker. You caused the hazard, you're chayav, you're taking responsibility. So, as long as you hofech ba, which is a bit like we were talking about a day or two ago, I think, a day or two ago, when if you're just moving it around, even if you're not nitkaven ezakotbo, you could still be chayav for the hazard. That's the way the Marafulda explains this piece. Okay, now the next, this I find this question a fascinating question. Ben sore more. We know what the case of the wayward son is, right? What happens is he steals his parents' money and he buys a tatima basar, a small bit of meat and a bit of wine, a yaini talki it's referred to. And if he's doing that and he's warned, and you see that we see the trajectory of this in this child, if he's warned against it and he continues to continue this pattern, he can be killed. This is one of these chidushim, if you like, in the Torah of the ben sore or more. But the fascinating question is, can it be chayev tashlumi kefil b'gnev rishona? Can it be chayev to pay for that first theft? You steal, you pay double, right? Or ma'achar shehu b'hatraya mita, or maybe because it can contribute to his ultimate execution, maybe a patur. So for this, I really want to go slowly through the Marafulda because I find it fascinating. He says, b'enso morere, enu mita g'nev rishona. The fact that he stole, you don't kill him for the fact on his first act of stealing. Shegana mishel aviv. In that situation, you warn him, you give him a punishment, ma'asrinoto, give him a bit of a smack on the bottom type of thing. Or the im chozele kilkolo, if he still continues in this path and does as a repeat offender, then that's when he can be niska. Again, there's a lot of conditions to this that it would, before it can actually be practically be executed. And if you remember in Bavli, the question whether it even existed ever in history, but nonetheless, it seems to be the first, clearly the first theft he would be killed on. It's only as the story continues. Umi Baile, therefore, the question is as follows. I think it's such a cool question. Beginever is shown that first theft, Kimon She'enu B'mita. Do we kill him because he stole the first thing? No, we don't. It's not punishable. It's not a capital offense. So En Lefotro, therefore, we cannot apply Kim Le Menorabi B'nei. So it's clear, maybe that one side of the Safek, that first theft obviously has to pay double. Remember, he's over Bar Mitzvah. Between the age of 13 and 13 and a half. That's the age of a ben sora moreh. Or neighbor, maybe not. Ho ilu matrim bo, since we're warning him, and the consequence of this warning, of this action that he's just done, is one that will ultimately lead to his death. So it's a requirement, a precursor to the capital offense, if you like. However, maybe it's like hatrat mita, bahadi tashlumim. Maybe it's still like hatrat mita. Because this is a necessary, if you like, component for it to be ultimately a capital offense, meaning that we can actually kill him. Therefore, maybe patal tashlumim. Amazing question. Because if he's chozer l'kikulo, he continues in this path, we require that first offense, that first theft, in order to kill him. Maybe they can still say kimlin ben rabbeinu. If you like, the second theft alone is not enough to kill him. It's the whole story, all the steps that build up together. Because he's done Gilboa, it seems to be a habitual problem. Because it's a bit addictive what he's doing, and he's going to continue in that path. He's going to steal from other people. That's why I said Yemutzakai. We kill him now before he ends up doing causing further harm. Imken, Af Gneva, maybe still that's Hatrat Mita. I think it's a beautiful question, right? In other words, it's not like, again, it's not, he's not killed eventually for the second theft. He's killed because there was our first theft and then a second theft. We've built a pattern. So this is a key ingredient. So therefore, since it's a key ingredient in order to executing, maybe we could still say Kimla Merabim in it. Even though that first offense on its own, you can't kill him for it. So that's the question. Something that's a key ingredient, do we still say Kimli Min Rabba needs a pattern from the mandatory component? Okay, yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says Nishmin in Hada. Let's learn from the following. Hagonev kis chavero. Let's say someone steals a person money from his friend. Votzio b'Shabbos, and he takes it out on Shabbat itself. He's chayv to pay compensation. We saw this in Kiddushin, in fact. And it says, so there, why should kfar nitchayev b'kis? Ad shelo kidsha alav et Shabbos, alav Shabbat. So what that means is, you stole something from your friend. The assumption is you picked it up when you, and then you're already chayev. It's like the thief has stolen it. As he takes it out, that's when he's chayev mita. Okay. Now it says ad shelo kidsha alav et Shabbat. The Maharal explains pshuto, but the way we explained it, meaning sounds like before or after Shabbos, but. Well, kind of like that, but however, the way he explained it, Pinewash explained it like this, but the way he explained it, like in Kiddushin, like the Korban Eda, was mean before the Isser of Shabbos kicked in. Meaning, when he picked it up, did he violate Shabbos? No. It's only when he takes it out of Shutziach to Shabbos, that's when he violates Shabbos. But he was kone, if you like, the Gnaver occurred when he picked it up, and then when he goes out, then he's when it's going to be Chayev. So, but what's the Kasha here? How is this building a Kasha? It says, Velo Hatrat Mitahu. Now, in order to be chayav in Shabbos, what do you have to do? For hotza'ah, you have to do akir, you have to pick it up. You take it from one rishut to the next and then put it down. That's the assumption we're working with here. So, if that's the case, the picking up he did was ne absolutely necessary. It wasn't chayav in Shabbos yet, but it was a necessary component for his chiyuv mita. So therefore, but nonetheless, we still say he's chayev for compensation. We don't look at that as kimle mitarabim b'nei, even though if you like, it's a central ingredient for his ultimate chiyuv mita. So therefore, too, by ben sore more, you can say despite the fact the first theft is an essential ingredient for ben sore's ultimate chiyuv mita. No, it's not a problem. You can still look at it as distinct. And that time was he chayev mita? No, he wasn't chayev mita through that specific act, and therefore you can be chayev monetary compensation. That's assumption. Okay, that's what the proof we're bringing. So Amar Rav Yannai, Rabbi Shimon, no, he says you cannot necessarily, you don't necessarily have to bring a proof from that case. Why? Because it might be like Rabbi Ushaya, Tanita. Right, in other words, Amar Rabbi Shab, Rabbi Kanitikadate. Why? The Tani Hamotzi Afal Pishlo Chayav. Vatikavata, you also see Hamotzi Afal Pishlo Natal Lotzi Chayav. She'en Atra Ella Bishat Hotzaato. So just to explain here, what this means is according to Rabbi Ushaya, even if you didn't pick it up, or didn't have to pick it up with intent to take it out. That's another way of explaining it. Say someone put it in his hand as he's walking. Doesn't make a difference. The act of taking it out by simply walking out, that alone is a chiyuv mita. Why? Because with every step you're taking, it seems to be that it's almost like you've done a kiran hanacha. Okay? So if that's the case, the first time, when the thief in that Mishnah picked it up, that wasn't a necessary ingredient for his ultimate chiyuv mita. Because he didn't have to pick it up at that point to be chayav mita. Just if someone, he could have been walking, someone placed it in his hand. He didn't have to pick it up at all. Because you don't need that kira at that point, because again, a korobi or shai, just simply making the transition from one ritual to the other, just walking through, is the chi of Shabbos. That's it. So therefore, don't bring me a proof from the case of the ganav, because the fact that he's chayav prior to walking it out is because it completely, there's no chi, there's no capital association with that first act of him picking up when he stole it. It's not according to Rabbi Shai. Okay, so therefore, there's no necessarily any proof there. Now, let's go back a step, because now when it says Tani imaya gorer, that's the remainder of that brighter we just saw about the person stealing it. Now again, we saw that in Kiddushin. But what are we doing when we go back to here? We're going back to our original, if you like, discussion, the previous discussion, or really the kasha we're going to bring Rabun, regarding small items where the greira alone can be, if you like, a kinyan. Because if you remember, he said it depends on the types of objects. If it's a hard hide or a soft hide. A soft hide is directly you have to lift it up. The only way to be koneh is by lifting it up. If it's derech begreira, like a hard hide or a amud or something, then fine, we said then the greira is koneh. So we're going to be challenging that point, just to not lose track where we're going, because we're jumping around a little bit sort of in the flow in the Gemara. So he says, but look at the brighter now. Tani imo gorer bo v'yotzeh patur. Why shechalulav mitvatashlum mikechad? Meaning back to the case of the thief on Shabbos. If he drags out this kiss, again, importantly, it's a small item. As he's dragging, he didn't do a kinyan by lifting it up yet when he stole it. He dragged it. But if he's dragging, he drags it out from the victim's house to Rosh Hashanah, then the chiyuv, what the Mishnah says, there says if the chiyuv, oh sorry, the brayta, sorry, the chiyuv mita and geneva is happening at the same time. Okay? Important to understand then. The assumption is this is a small object. And how's the thief stealing it? He does it by way of greira, by dragging it out. So you see, even by small items, greira is a form of kinyan. That's assumption. So that's a kashan rabbulun. So Gemara says, ha im lo chalu alav shneim kechad chayv tashlumim. But if they weren't chayv, in other words, if it didn't work at the same time, they chayv tashlumim. So this point as well is, I'll just read the korban, the Mar Fulda. He says, im agar kis v'loig biu klal, elotzi alide greira ala kakar patu. Also come happening at the same time. Says, if it wasn't Shabbat, he by simply dragging along, that's a kinyan. The kasha, the Rabbi Avin, it seems to be a kasha of Amin. Da kis katanu, it's a small kiss, v'darko ba'agba, filo hachi kana oto begreira. So it seems Marfold's only really focusing on that point, not on the diuk, the continuation, which is ha'im lo chalu alam shnem kechad b'chayv tashlumim, because that seems to, if you look at it simply, that seems to be connecting to the previous thing we were discussing. However, he said to really focus on the greira part. The Gemara says, start again. Im lo chalu shnem kechad, sorry, the way he explains it, so I just realized this, is that if it wasn't Shabbos, but it was a weekday, you'd be chayv betashlumin, because then it's considered a kinyan. That's why he explains it. Yafeh. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, tiftak gon da havun ilin kisaya ravrave. Maybe we're dealing with almost like one of those big sack shopping bags, you know, those big things that the people would drag them along. They wouldn't lift it up. Shadarakam begreira. But therefore, late shama min hadaklum. Therefore, you cannot, if you like, derive any proof from this case in either direction. Into whether greira works for smaller items, because with the bechlala wasn't even talking a small item; I was talking about a large item. Okay, the Gemara now says, we have a brighter here, and zimnin. Sometimes they would motvin le umesayin the Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes that we brought as a if you like a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, and zimnin motvin le umesayin le Reish Lakish. Now we're going to go through this next year as it gets us to the next Mishnah. However, just before we do, I have to explain what's this Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We haven't seen Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish at all. So Rabbi Yochanan, the way the Mar Fulda explains it, firstly, he says, this seems to be a debate whether, I'll show you here, Meshivim ha-matnitim pa-mim, sometimes, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Pa-mishiv Rabbi Yochanan, Masayin Reish Lakish. Fine, let's just read it. Ulefi sholo ra'iti binyan zemu furash behedya. He said, I don't know where this is referring to, Machlok and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. I haven't seen this. Lecheni ra'agia, maybe it's, instead of Reish Lakish, we're talking about Rabbi Yoshaya. Ah, Rabbi Yoshaya we've seen in Asuga. If you recall, Rabbi Hoshaya says you don't need an akira and you don't need an akh to be chayiv hotza'ah. Simply walking out with it, you'd be chayiv for it if you're not. That's Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Yochanan Tzvirele, however, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says akira mirushutziyachin amanalotzi v'gam hanach mirushutzim. You actually need to do akira with intent to take it out, and you have to do hanacha. The two acts. It's not enough to simply walk it out. That's the way, or maybe stop in place, but still you have to have an equivalent akira, an equivalent of a halachic hanacha. And he says you see that Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli as well. Bahid. For example, let's say someone's walking around the house and he picks up an item because he wants to move it to another location. And then he changes his mind as he's walking to take it outside. Because the Akira, the lifting up from the Rishus HaYachin, wasn't with the intent to take it outside. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Now, according to Rabbi Hoshaya, who cares? It doesn't, you don't need the Akira. As long as you walk it out as you're having intent to take it outside, as you're walking out, then you're chayev. He says walking is not like standing. You don't need to pick it up on condition to take it out. You don't even put it down. Because if the walking is like constantly doing akira hanacha as you're walking along. Okay. So we'll see next year how what we're going to bring is sometimes a proof for the shita that says you need akira hanacha specifically. And or the shita raboshaya, sometimes a proof of raboshaya if you like. That which is that actually, no, you don't need to, because every step you're taking is like a kira anacha as you're going along. Okay, so we'll stop it a bit early here. All right. Now, a reminder, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.
9 o'clock tomorrow.
9 o'clock. We're going to do 9 o'clock tomorrow, okay? All right, Kol Tov.